At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on
Japan Top 10.
Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And this is Kusei.
And you, of course, are listening to J-Top 10, and we are here to bring you the August 2025 Artist of the Month episode featuring, I think, one of the iconic J-Rock bands of all time, Orange Range.
For sure.
So, before getting too deep into the Orange Range discography, as it were, why don't we give our listeners, who might not be familiar with such an iconic name, I think in...specifically for me, anime openings. I think they had quite a few bangers early on, or maybe it was just at the right time for me. But yeah, why don't we give our listeners a little bit of background and just start off by introducing Orange Range. Now, they were formed in 2001 in Okinawa, Japan, and they tended to blend local island culture with global musical influences such as American rock, hip-hop, and reggae.This unique origin shaped their eclectic and ever-evolving sound.
The group includes three lead vocalists, Yamato, Ryo, and Hiroki, who bring a mix of rapping, melodic singing, and call-and-response energy to their tracks. Their multi-vocal dynamic gives their music a rich, layered texture.
Absolutely. And they are also known for seamlessly fusing genres like rock,pop, hip-hop, reggae, punk, and even traditional Okinawan music, which you will definitely hear in the songs coming up. This genre fluidity helped them stand out in the competitive J-pop scene of the early 2000s.
Orange Range found massive success through anime and TV collaborations, scoring theme songs for big names. These tie-ins introduced the band to international audiences.
Like me.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and their albums often blend lighthearted, humorous tracks with emotional ballads, which showcases a balance of creativity as well as depth. This has allowed them to reach a wide range of fans across many age groups as well.
Despite lineup challenges and shifts in the industry, Orange Range remains active and continues to tour and release new music.Their longevity is a testament to their adaptability and loyal fan base.
And honestly, if you are an Orange Range fan, I think their fans are called like Range Aid Plus or something like that.
Oh.
If you're in the fan base, they are touring right now in Japan. They just released their first CD single in, I think, like 10 plus years. It was called, what was it called? I think it was called like Majide Sekai ga Kaeru Mae.Like Gobyo Mai or something like that. anyways.
Nice.
They are still releasing music and obviously touring, so they are an act to see if you enjoy what you're listening to here today. We are also always looking for indie bands or artists who are making Japanese music, and we would like to feature you on our podcast should you be interested.If you are said indie band or artist making Japanese music, you should definitely reach out to our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at Haley, that's H-A-Y-L-E-Y-G, at jtop10.jp. If you do, we may feature you in a future episode, and you will have fans, you know, screaming and chanting back at you for all of the wonderful work that you've done. So please visit our website again at jtop10.jp for more information on how to get your music out there. So without further ado, why don't we get into what we should be listening to and break in with Hello. That again was Hello from July 26, 2006. Now, very apropos for our episode, Hello was released as a summer single in 2006 and marked a stylistic shift towards a more pop-forward, polished production. It debuted at number 2 on the Oricon Singles Chart.
The song features an upbeat, melodic structure paired with lyrics about new beginnings and optimism, making it a radio-friendly favorite.
Unlike some of their earlier chaotic genre-blending tracks, Hello presents a clean, straightforward arrangement that broadened their appeal to a more mainstream J-pop listening audience.
The single's artwork and music video both incorporate bright colors and sunny visuals, reinforcing the track's summer vibe.
Did you get a summer vibe off of this?
I mean, I can definitely see the bright, sunny visuals. I mean, yeah, I think the summer vibe is definitely there. I don't know about you, but it reminds me of like some of those travel agencies.
I can see it. I can see it. I definitely, the album artwork for sure. It's big time sunny, bright colors popping. I do really like this track. This is actually, I think, one of my favorite tracks that we're featuring today, just because I hadn't listened to it prior to our episode, and it really caught me off guard. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, it doesn't feel summery so much as like I really am getting the more mainstream J-pop notes, which it was interesting. It's like almost weird. It's like watching your favorite. It's like watching your eclectic uncle wear a suit for the first time. You're like, oh, I didn't know that like you owned anything more formal than a Hawaiian t-shirt.
That's great. That's a great way to put that. Yeah.
But I definitely really enjoyed it. And I hope our listeners did too, because I think this one, it's good for us to get, you know, we're getting a very wide range, an orange range of their sound.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, I know. Boo, right?
Yep. Well, before we get to our next song, we have an exciting announcement to make. We are currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested in audio editing, hosting, or content production, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. Join me and Andy. It's great.
It is great. I mean, and you get to geek out. If you're someone who likes to geek out, this is the spot for you.
For sure. Well, our next song is Asterisk.
時間と共に時代は動く流れる星は静かに動くは目を閉じて耳を澄ませば GOTY 大空いっぱいの白黒写真なびく枕白い息や少しでも近づきたくてあの高台まで駆け足でこの大望遠鏡を取り出すとレンズはみ出したスターダスト時間を奪われた時間時代を超えてくるのま 光巻き寿司しっかり今時を超え誰かに届くまで栄光の光は孤独の向こうに君たちの作って地通り見上げた夜空の星たちの光西の思いに開花した声色褪せろ来なくとも嫌いに瞳に映り誰かの叫び風に思いを月に願いを力あんたりに生きてくんだ今日も僕らの思いもいつか誰かの胸に光り続けよう 星のように産声上げた小さな光大きな光時空を超えて癒やすべての輝きが一つとなり作り出す物語天と天を結ぶ星座の表現誰かにとって僕らも綺麗な絵描けてたらいいね見上げてごらんよほら冬の大ヤモンドを緩やかな天の川すぐ勇気取り戻せるから
光巻き寿司しっかり今時を超え誰かに届くまで栄光の光は孤独の向こうに君たちを作って地通り見上げた夜空の星たちの光西の思いに開花した声色褪せろ来なくとも光り瞳に映る誰かの叫び風に思いを月に願いを力あんたりに生きてくんだ今日も僕らの思いもいつか誰かの胸に光り続けよう この星のようにこの空は一つ含まれるそう海の向こうは今生まれる生きたたりに道や星は照らす何度も動くが続くは繰り返すは中途の一瞬でも今少しでも思いを刻んだ流れなく時を超えて焼き出す あの日の君はいつか容疑者に乗って見上げた夜空の星たちの光西の思いに開花した声色褪せろ来なくとも光り瞳に映る誰かの叫び風に思いを月に願いを力あんたりに生きてくんだ今日も見上げた夜空の星たちの光 一生の思いに抱いた誰かの胸に光り続けようあの星のように光り続けようあの星のように
You You just listened to Asterisk, released February 23rd of 2005. Asterisk was the first opening theme for the anime Bleach, giving the band massive exposure overseas.
It debuted at number one on the Oricon chart and helped their album Natural reach a wide audience.
The song blends distorted guitars, aggressive rap vocals, and glitchy effects for a chaotic but polished anthem.
It remains one of their most iconic tracks, often reappearing in fan tributes and anime playlists, as well as AMVs, TikTok edits, I'm sure. This is what I like to dub the Linkin Park era of Orange Range.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's definitely.
I love it. I really do. This was my personal introduction to Orange Range, and I think probably many, many people's introduction, of course, being it, through its connection to Bleach. But yeah, it's good. It just it hits anime opening notes. It hits the high energy, everything that you need to just pump yourself up and do whatever. You can take down anything.
For sure. Just the mentality we're looking for in a shonen anime.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of taking on anything, I think it's time for us to take on another announcement. If you are interested in advertising on our podcast, you can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find the full details at jtop10.jp. And of course, it'll help you take on anything, including a wonderful listening base. I do feel that we are oscillating on this episode between, you know, kind of driving anime, shonen anime hits, as well as, you know, more sentimental vibes, ballads. But this next song is yet another little introduction into the Orange Range pantheon. And you'll see after listening to it, but our next song is Local Lotion from 2000.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
4.
Come on, baby, you got a promotion, 刺激が欲しければばかりなれ。
That again was Local Ocean, released June 9th, 2004. And this song is a playful summer anthem that interpolates Laverne Baker's Tra-La-La melody into a fast-paced beach-ready jam.
The song hit number one on the Oricon charts and helped Orange Range gain visibility across a broader pop audience.
Its genre-blending style, combining ska, reggae, and J-pop, is exactly what exemplifies the band's fearless musical experimentation.
The quirky, tropical-themed music video made it a summer TV staple in Japan.
And the interpolation of Laverne Baker's Tra-La-La melody got them into legal trouble. It did. I was surprised. I was reading up a little bit about this because... yeah, I'm always interested to know a little bit more about the music that we're featuring. And yeah, I think Laverne Baker had to legally be added as a music songwriting credit after this song was released, because I think her estate or something came after Orange Range.
Oh.
So that just goes to show you that sampling is beautiful, but it can also get you in hot water depending on, you know, whose song you are interpolating.
Yep. I guess ask for permission. I don't know. Or copyright laws. Follow those.
Yeah, this is not the episode to discuss this, but I feel like Japan is always pretty fast and loose with copyright law when it comes to them borrowing. When it comes to other artists, you know, borrowing, they are very harsh. But then what I'm referencing is on Japanese TV, a lot of times they will just play, they'll just play songs with no reference, no, I'm sure they did not get the rights to like play Thriller by Michael Jackson, for example, but they just play it, you know, here and there throughout TV shows. And I'm like, wow, it is the Wild West of copyright law out here.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny.
That is all to say, Local Ocean is a beautiful interpolation, and we are lucky that they did choose to sample Laverne Baker, and I think our listeners hopefully enjoyed that.
And if you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, you should join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast, along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music and culture.
Absolutely. You'll get the more juicy insights on copyright law in Japan. No, I'm just kidding. It's much more fun than that. And additionally, in a little over a week from now, Brinton will be bringing you the latest top 10 countdown and all the hits as of August 2025. So look forward to hopefully adding to your summer playlists as we keep rolling along in summer here and listening to that.
We have reached our last song in our countdown, which is Hana.
あの日あの時あの場所の奇跡はまた新しい奇跡を生むだろう愛することで強くなること信じることでの生きれること君がの残したものは今も胸にほら輝き失わずに幸せに思う巡り会えたことは俺の笑顔を取り戻せたことはありがとう ける気持ち抱き進む道のり花びらのように散りゆく中で夢みたいに君に出会えた奇跡愛し合って喧嘩していろんな壁二人で乗り越えて生まれ変わってもあなたに会いたい花びらのように散ってゆくことこの世界で全て受け入れてゆこう君が僕に残したもの今という現実の宝物だから僕は精一杯生きて花になろう愛し合って喧嘩していろんな壁二人で乗り越えて生まれ変わってもあなたに会いたい花びらのように散ってゆくことこの世界で全て受け入れてゆこう君が僕に残したもの今という現実の宝物だから僕は精一杯生きて花になろう雨上がり虹がかり青嵐に生まれし光ここにいる君が大切なもの気づいてる愛するということもなるけどだろう見えてるんだもん君の痛み君の全てをさ先はこれもっともっともっと Yeah Yeah Say yeah 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 Say yeah 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 Say yeah 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 Say yeah Yeah Yeah
You just listened to Hana, released October 20th of 2004. Hana, meaning flower, is a dramatic, string-laden ballad that showed their emotional range and songwriting maturity.
Definitely. And this was the theme song for the hit film Ima, Ai ni Yukimasu, which reached number one and sold over 1 million copies.
Hana is still one of the band's most beloved and streamed songs.
And the music video uses dreamy visuals that align, of course, with the song's emotional tone and themes of love and memory.
The title Hana, or Flower, inspired a wave of fan tattoos and wedding performances.
Oh, wow. I mean, kudos to those brave souls getting tattoos. I'm sure that they had enough love for the song at the time that it made sense.
Yeah, no, for sure. It is a pretty... I don't know, emotionally impactful song in a way. And it is no wonder that this is one of the band's more popular songs out there.
Absolutely. And I do have to shout out the album art for this one because, at least for the single for Hana, It has like an orange peel that is cut into like a flower shape and kind of show, of course, referencing flowers. And I thought that was clever, being Orange Range with, you know, a title track like that. I thought it was very cute and very apropos of the themes, but the playfulness of Orange Range.
yeah, indeed. That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, that is going to do it for our episode on Orange Range. Is there any thoughts, any songs that stuck out to you, or any thoughts on Orange Range that you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, Orange Range really wasn't on my radar, but I mean, I'd obviously heard a few songs from them, like anime openings for all those popular animes. But I am much more aware of some of the other songs that they have now, and they will be going into my playlist. I'm looking forward to that. Pretty great band, I should say.
Yes, I definitely agree. And I think for anyone who's interested in, you know, diving into Okinawan music and like there is a lot of artists from Okinawa who borrow from, you know, traditional sounds like Orange Range does and lean into it more or less. But there is a lot of bands from there that also lean into hip hop and reggae and ska, which kind of hints at the very interesting musical scene that Okinawa has. And I just feel if any of our listeners were interested in that aspect of Orange Range's sound from our little collection of songs today, definitely explore it. There are many, many cool bands from Okinawa. And yeah, I guess just shout out to all the Okinawan artists out there.
Certainly. It is always really distinctive. And we have a band from Okinawa on one of our episodes. It is really usually something that is seen in their music. And I don't know, I just think it's really important and also need to celebrate Okinawan culture through music in that sense.
Absolutely. A hard agree on that one. All right. Well, we are here in the middle of summer, and we hope that you continue to enjoy your summer, and the beautiful musical stylings of Orange Range will hopefully help you celebrate that even more. Until next time, we will catch you later.
Bye.
Jane.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.